I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, and welcome to ABG. Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern day Asian American woman. My name is Helen.
I'm Mel.
And I'm Janet.
So last episode, we talked about the 20-something girl and the 30-something woman, but focused more on work. And so this time around, we're going to bring in the topic of
love. It's for the way you look at
Mel's
me.
Having a karaoke
I'm so
moment.
excited.
What are on people's minds about relationships and dating?
Maybe Mel, you can start us off here. Since you're still in your youthful
20s.
Yeah, you're not jaded
young
yet.
20s.
Yes, I'm in my 20s. But I think it's like, especially in being in 26 now, the idea of like every love potential is becoming so real versus before, like when I was in my younger 20s, like if I liked a guy, it's like, oh, I just like him. And like, I want to date him. Now it's like, oh, I like him. We might get married. You guys, like, now in your 30s, do you feel like as you date...
29.
Okay. Helen, there's not much difference with 1 year and 30. Is there a difference for you guys, like, in your 20s? Like, did you guys date for some purpose versus 30s?
I probably am more similar to Mel, but yeah. So I think that in my early 20s, I mean, I had long-term relationships where I didn't necessarily see a future with that person. And then it slowly transitioned to later in my 20s looking for more, like, solid, like, future-looking partnerships.
My question for you, Jen, though, when you were in those relationships in your early 20s, were you like knowing that like, oh, it's not going to work out, but I'm going to stick with it anyway? Or it's like, it's not going to work out. I need to end this because there's no future.
Probably the first.
Oh, really?
And but the thing is, it was always open and honest with the guy. And I didn't have very many of these relationships. But, you know, there were periods where we just both like wanted to be in a relationship and we maybe knew long term that it wasn't going to work. But that's what we did.
I feel like that's very different for me. I've always been a serial monogamist since high school.
So you were always looking for someone with the long term, like thinking that you were going to be with them forever.
Yeah. And so I think even now the difference between 30 and 20 isn't that much of a difference in that I was always looking for like a husband.
No, I can relate to you. I think I was born looking for a husband.
You were born looking for a husband in the playpen? You're just like, yeah. Husband material.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of girls nowadays are like, I just want to date. I want to put myself out there. I want to
meet
people. Like, oh, if he's in like the little like playpen and he has like a little kitchen and he's cooking for you, you're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's like, I knew what I want. I like Zachary, that boy there. No, but like compared to a lot of my girls in like the 20s, like they date just to date to get experienced and like put themselves
out
there.
Figure out what they're looking for.
For me, I'm more like, I know what I want. I think I know what I want. I may be wrong, but I date for a purpose. Like, I want to date saying like, hey, I don't want to waste both our time. Let's date knowing the fact that maybe this could lead to something long term.
Right. I think because I spent a lot of my 20s in San Francisco in like an urban city setting with a lot of different types of people and with a lot of girls who also and guys that dated very like freely. I had more kind of like casual dating and I had a couple relationships, but some of them were just people that I met. And even though they didn't, there might be red flags for like permanent partnership, the things that were attractive about them or interesting about them were enough for me to want to engage in a relationship with them. And I think in the past, in my 20s, career success, I was looking more for title, maybe like the company they worked at, their title, that kind of stuff. I don't really care about that much as much anymore. It's more just like, are they stable in their career? Do they enjoy what they're doing? They don't have to love it. It could just be working to live, but are they at least established?
Yeah.
And I care less about it being a super sexy job. So
that's so interesting to me. Because like in my 20s, I focus on like, oh, I want to find someone that's really passionate about something. It could be work or side project. But like, if you don't have that, I'm like, no, I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah. That's a big thing for you, Mel. I noticed. You're, yeah. Yeah.
But I'm wondering now, like, since I'm in my 20s, will it change in my 30s?
Where well, you're looking more for security than someone who's
like,
just into
your
passions.
I don't want to say this in that way, but like I asked you, Dan, it's like, right. Do you feel like you're settling then? But you said you didn't because you're looking, you kind of switch priorities.
Yeah, I think like, I was going to say it will change if you change. So for me, what I look for change because who I am has changed, right? Like what I value and what I prioritize. So I'm looking for someone who matches in that way.
Oh, interesting. Well, for Helen, well, I mean, how is it for you? Because you went from relationship to relationship to relationship.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. But like what have you learned through that, or like have certain things changed about what you're looking for?
I think to what you were saying before, it really does change depending on how you change, right? Yeah. So I think for me, like when you're younger, it's fun and it's good to just like kind of have fun and like hang out and whatnot. But I think the older you get, it's more like, are your sort of like morals and what your conversationally and everything, like, does it align? Is it really what you're, are you going to mesh in the future?
And you start thinking, well, this is something I started thinking about, like, could I see this as the father of my children?
Well, I think the person that I'm into probably has the qualities of what a father would be, or else
you would not be dating them.
Yeah.
This is so like weird for me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are like meeting guys like, oh, is he a father type? And I'm just like, no, like that's, that thing doesn't even cross my mind.
Right.
Can you be a good dad? I didn't think about that at all.
Yeah. I think when we're younger, we tend to date more focused on the present, which is just like, hey, do I like hanging out with this person? You know, do we like, we can watch Netflix together and spend time together.
Right. It's fun. It's
fun. But then the more that you think about future facing and like, you know, develop and like establishing a long-term partnership, you are thinking about, is this someone that's going to push me?
Mm-hmm.
And is this someone that's going to be a good father to my children? And like,
again, life,
well, Jenna wants to be a mom.
As we get older, like, I mean, life has, there are a lot of, you know, challenging experiences that people have.
Right.
And when you go through that with this partner, are they going to stick by your side? Will they be strong enough to deal with some of the things that you experience or be supportive of some of the things that change, you know?
So I guess what kind of qualities were you looking for now that would exhibit that when you're in dating mode that you, I guess, weren't looking for when you're in your 20s?
Right.
Hi, do you have strong
401k?
Can you provide me with strong, healthy babies?
Okay, I think we did have this discussion once on like kind of random physical attributes that you're attracted to. And like, I'm really big into like strong hands, good teeth, good head of hair. And I think a lot of that is biologically like, then you have good genes. Right? Gosh, I'm just looking out for my future children.
So you're like, physically I'm attracted to you, but also my future babies.
Yeah. But it's funny how like Janet has like, cause for me, I like nice hair, like nice arms, nice teeth, but I don't think it like goes you to pass as long to my kids. Yeah. You know, it's more like, hey, I think you're attractive. We could have fun.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, like the dads of Disney,
dude,
world or land
of Disneyland.
Yeah, that Instagram handle.
Is this a thing?
It is a thing.
It's like the hot dads right that take their kids on rides.
Yeah, I didn't used to think that that was like hot, just like older, like, you know.
Oh, men, the whole like dad bod trend.
I don't mind the dad bod.
I don't know. It's more attractive now.
Yeah.
That we're older.
Well, but Helen, you're super into fitness. Is that something that's important to you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My guy has to be with the stroller, with the two kids in the stroller, running down a beach by Santa Monica.
She has
for sure.
No, but Helen mentioned to me, she's like, I need a guy who's like broad shoulders. I want him like take care of you. Yeah, or it's like, you like broad shoulders. Why do you like that?
Actually, that's true. I think when I was younger, obviously everyone was younger. And so scrawny. The broad shoulders weren't there.
Yeah.
And maybe it was more of like a looks kind of a thing. But now it's more the height, the broader shoulders. It's like, it makes me feel safe.
Yeah. No, totally.
Sure, you just like a cuddle, okay? Yeah. We're all here.
True that.
But I do think as I get older, like, I'm not afraid to admit that I like these physical qualities in a man.
Yes.
When I was younger, it's like, oh, does that make me, like, very, like,
shallow.
Yeah, but yeah. That's like, honestly, I do think you need to have physical attraction to a guy, or you need to find him physically attractive, because you got to have sex with him, or else you can't have babies, right?
Exactly. Other than physical, like there's kind of these two archetypes of guys, right? No matter what age you are, you have the person that maybe you're like really good friends with, and they're there and they're supportive, and you're so comfortable with them, and you can totally depend on them. And you guys even like, you mesh really well. Maybe you have similar upbringings, but maybe you're not like super physically attracted to them, or like there's something that's not quite there in that chemistry. And then on the flip side, you have the guy that maybe you're like super attracted to and you have so much chemistry with, but they may not have, you know, like the certain supportive qualities, or like you guys don't have the like the deepest connection.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the friend zone or the fuck boy?
Yeah, pretty much. And so I would say like in my 20s, I still kind of do this battle. I'm like, which, if you had to choose one to be your lifelong partner, like which would it be? And I still don't really know the answer, but I think I used to be very turned off by the idea of like having like a best friend. I'm like, no, this is like, you need to be like sexually attracted to them and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the more that I think of like, well, this is more of like, it's a partnership. And then when a lot of people now say like, my husband or my wife is my best friend, like that's a really important quality to have.
I don't know. I think, like I said before, like I think physical attraction does matter. Like if I see a guy and I'm like, I'm not attracted to you, or this is my weirdness, if I can't have sex with you, I don't think it's gonna work out.
Right.
I think after a while you start feeling like you're kissing like your brother or something.
Ew.
But
yes.
do you think that attraction can develop?
I personally think there has to be slight attraction in the beginning, or else it can't develop. I can't like, oh, here's zero. Let's develop something from this.
Here's what?
0%. Oh, I don't know.
I think that the whole like the saying of butterflies in your stomach, that is something that's like really key. And if it's not there like the first time, it's not like, you might develop attraction and you might develop love, but I don't think you'll ever have that like.
There's
that
a difference between
level.
A lover and a friend.
Yeah.
That would be just a good friend.
Well, I talked to a lot of my girlfriends who are dating a lot now, and they have said to me, like, sex is a very important part of a relationship. Like, good sex.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like, duh. Would you say sex has been different for you in your 20s versus your 30s? Let's be honest about this.
I would say that it has definitely developed, and maybe, I mean, it totally depends on the partner that you're with, right?
Yes.
Some people stay at the 20s age, but I would say that earlier years, you know, it's more like jackrabbit style.
Wait, you were the guy.
Usually the guy.
Yeah.
And then later on,
it's like, don't have to move fast, move with technique, right? As you
get
older.
Yes. You move with technique. And also you just feel more comfortable with what you like.
Right.
Right. And so you do things where you like it, and so you're enjoying it more.
Yes.
And it's not, if it's jackrabbit-y, then you tell them to stop.
It's like, yo.
You're not afraid to communicate, right? I think that when you're younger, you're afraid to, like, insult the other person, or you might fake pleasure because you want to
I hear that
sure
all the time.
Right. Like, because you yourself actually don't know what sex is supposed to be like because you haven't had the experience. So then you just take it, and you're like, cool.
You're like, this is amazing.
And no.
Right. And so now, okay, so Janet, now in your 30s, how do you respond to that, I guess, has sex changed?
Right.
Based on the guy or based on you?
Yeah, I think, I mean, probably both. But I would say a big significant change is, like, the age of the guys that you're sleeping with when you're in your, this sounds so sleazy, but when you're in your, like, 20s versus 30s, at least for me as someone who's, like, dated more casually, as I'm older, like, I have had sex with guys that are, like, in their late 30s, early 40s sometimes, and they tend to be, they're much more, like, comfortable with themselves, they're much more experienced, and I think the most important thing is they make you feel comfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I can be honest. Yeah.
So give us an example of
what's a confident
when did you
man
have to be honest?
Versus, like, a weak 20-year-old man.
Okay, well, I would say, first of all, he focuses on you. Right. Because I think a lot of guys in their 20s, it tends to be them. Right. And that's like a really rookie mistake. It's
okay.
Like that's
you guys heard it. Rookie mistake.
I mean, I think it's like good sex. One of the main characteristics, the woman needs to be pleased first, because the guy will almost always automatically, like, he will be pleased. So if he's pleased too early, she will never be pleased.
Boom. That is true. So. And one thing I'd admit, like in your 20s, I feel guys think they're really good at sex.
Yeah.
Like they don't,
I think, okay, that's true.
They just think they're really good. I'm like,
the ego is such a turn. I don't know. Maybe for some girls, it's a turn on. I always find it a huge turn off if he's too confident. If you come off cocky, no pun intended.
Don't be a dick, okay, guys?
I think that's what it is, though, for like younger guys. Like, yeah, they also don't know what they're doing, right? And so they have to feel like they have to put themselves in a position where they feel confident.
Yeah.
And so they're going to take control themselves. And yes, yeah, prove themselves. And at the same time, you're kind of just like lying there like, what's going on? Like, this is not how I expected
you're like,
it
is this how it's supposed to be? I don't think that's how it's supposed to be.
But I do have to admit, as you're describing like how it is to be an older man, like I wouldn't like it if a guy was like, oh, is this okay? Like, stop asking me. Just know what you know how to dominate versus like,
no, it's not. It's not that they ask you, but they'll check in with you. Right. And they know how to read your how to read your body and they know how to read your response.
What is check in with you?
Yeah. Because
like, do they pause it and they're like, how am I doing?
Because I'm just picturing a guy goes, do you like this? Is this OK? Like that type of question. Because I never slept with a 40-year-old man. So I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's not so much that they will be questioning you in a way where it comes off like they're insecure at like, oh, is this right? Or like, are you comfortable with this? But more that they're just perceptive to if you're like faking it or if you're uncomfortable, or even it's like sometimes like if you're just tired and you don't want to, like I think the 20-year-old boy is more likely to throw a tantrum or to be like kind of like fine. But older men tend to be, I think, more understanding of that.
I think when I was younger, when I was in a relationship, I felt like I had to just like please the guy to get it over with because I knew he'd want it, so I just did it just like, all right, let's today, oh damn it, I gotta get it over with, let's just do it now so I'll do it later.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I just do. I was like, can you finish? Like, are you done?
Yeah.
But now hearing you say, like, 40-year-old men, like, oh, they're more like probably, or not 40-year-old men, but like, older men are probably more like, oh, it's okay. Like,
so, Mel, have you had that experience before where you actually, like, really enjoyed it?
I think all of us enjoyed it at some point. But I'm have to admit, it's been a while since I had sex. A long time. Like, I'm the
dry spell.
No, it's more like, how long has it been? Let's just not talk about that. Let's just say when I go to the doctors and they ask, oh, are you sexually active? I go, no.
Like I have to say
But I think Mel, because you're looking for like a boyfriend, right? And you're not looking to have casual sex.
Because I'm not the type to like, I can't just hook up with a guy,
right?
Unless I'm dating him exclusively. So it's been a while. Because I think, you know, in the previous episode I talked about like career. I'm not completely happy yet, so I can't move on from that.
Right.
So I'm still dating.
Good. Focus on yourself first. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's why I haven't had many sex. A lot of sex. Yes.
Many.
I'm not afraid to tell a guy what I like and don't like, though.
Right.
Like, I had a moment, like, back in college, and I was hooking up with a guy I was dating at the time. He, like, tried to, like, dirty talk with me, and I was like, I had to stop him and go, please don't do that. Like, don't. Like, he's like, do you like
that? Oh, you
don't
like dirty
talk? No, he's like, do you like that? Like, multiple times. I'm like, no, I don't like that. So, please.
This was during sex.
Wait, was it because of him, or was it because could you see yourself liking dirty talk if it was a different guy?
No, I don't know. Maybe, like,
maybe if he used different words.
Yeah. I think if you're asking me, do you like that?
It's like a broken soundtrack.
Was it the tone of his voice?
I think it was just, I just didn't like it. I don't know.
So what would you like a guy to say to you?
I think if you ask me, I think it's more like asking if you're okay with it. That's fine. But I think he used that as his form of dirty talk.
Oh, okay. Because every time you say yes, you like validate him. And it makes him feel more like powerful. For
and I was like, no, just shut up. I had to go, can you stop? Okay, cool. Let's get back to into it. But don't ever ask me that again. But I didn't say in a mean way. We still had sex, but like,
did he finish from that?
Yeah.
Wow.
So see, guys back then, they could finish easily.
That actually is another difference. I think that men, when they're older, sometimes they, you know, maybe don't finish as easily, but they're also confident about that, and they'll tell you very directly, like doing it this way, I'm not going to come, or like, you know. So I think that that's nice. It's like a more open communication.
That's interesting. It's good for me to learn. That day comes.
So it feels like kind of the like conclusion that we seem to be reaching is that guys who are older tend to be better at sex. And I don't think that is totally the case. I think there's many, many reasons where someone is younger and maybe they just like their style is more compatible with your style. It's going to be better. And sometimes when guys are older, like if they haven't, maybe they've been in like two long-term relationships. And so their style is based off of just two sexual partners. And that doesn't fit with you. Like, then it may not be a good fit, you know?
I wonder if Helen had that experience. Has she been in multiple long-term relationships?
Yeah, how have the sexual styles differed based on the guys you've dated?
I think that before, it was fine. Again, the big F.
Fine.
Right, fine is never great.
Right.
It was fine, but it wasn't like a huge part of my relationship
back then.
It was more, it wasn't a big thing. And I think now the older I get, the more it kind of matters.
Right. So maybe you, in your later relationships, discovered like having really good sex. And then now you realize that that's really important to you.
How do you have good sex, Helen? Tell me the secrets. What is this?
Well, the secret is, Mel.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We're out of time. Look at the time.
What the freak? This is not cool.
This was a great episode. I think this is exactly what we wanted for this podcast.
I didn't get to orgasm yet. What the fuck is this?
You gotta stop early. We're young people resting in our stages. It's only 4 podcasts in.
Yes. I'm eager. I'm eager.
Mel is young and eager, and we are old and patient. So thank you so much for joining us for this episode. We'll definitely, you know, tap into more talk about this type of topic in later episodes. If you guys have any specific questions, maybe, or like topics, subtopics you want us to touch upon relating to sex and relationships.
And please email us, because I want you guys.
Mel wants to read messages.
No, bombard Helen to tell us the secrets of sex.
She left that as a cliffhanger.
Guys, you make it sound like I have like crazy gorilla sex or something. No, Janet is actually the one that is the most experienced. She's had 4-year-olds. Probably.
Okay, I think that's enough. If you guys have questions, email us at asianbossgirl@gmail.com.
More details. Ask Janet.
Yeah. Ask Helen.
don't ask me, but we are on social media, so please follow us.
That's all for now. Thank you.
Bye. See you guys next time.
Have fun and pleasure.